Hi there, Neville here. It's Tuesday, June the 16th, 2009. I'm early evening, sitting in my office at the moment. And I just had some thoughts about the Digital Britain report that was published by the government this afternoon. And I downloaded the final report. It's quite a large document, 245 pages PDF. So, and I settled down a little earlier, an hour or so back, to read through it. I've kind of sped read about half of it. It's simply a huge amount of information to absorb in one sitting. In fact, that's not the way to do it. What I have been doing, though, which is really what's prompted this audio boo, is get a sense of what's being said about this out there online mostly. And it is massive, I have to say. Everywhere you look, there's information. There's content, there's comment and opinion. A search on Google News just on the phrase Digital Britain pulls up over 1,000 news stories already. Trying to understand all this is really, really difficult. Trying to pinpoint, okay, what is the thrust of this report? What's leading the news at the moment is the 50 pence a month levy on everyone with a landline phone, as I understand the news stories, to fund the expansion of broadband in the country. But of course, Digital Britain, this report, is far broader and deeper in scope and scale than just that. There's a nice soundbite for the news headlines. So I'm going to, I guess, absorb my own view or intake of all of the stuff being talked about based on the report itself, and I guess come to my own conclusions. Nothing urgent right now. What has struck me, though, is the communication about this. It's actually quite astounding what the people behind it have got going. And I haven't looked at who the people are. I can't mention any names right now because I don't know who they are. But just what I'm seeing is very interesting indeed. So you've got the government websites, the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, which is the delivery point for the final report, and a ton of information. The report's actually divided up into chunks. You can download just the chapters. You can just get the executive summary if you want, whatever. But I've got the whole thing. It's not a very big file, 3 megs or so. You've also got a Twitter stream, a Twitter channel, which has been up for a while. I've not really paid much attention to that. I haven't seen it as worthwhile yet. Now it's going to be a focal point for engaging with the people. As they described the account name Team DB, so it's a group of people. What impressed me a lot, though, was the fact that the people behind the communication and the announcement made today have used a social media release, and it's a very good implementation of that. Pressit is the company, the service rather, which is a joint venture from my recollection between Liberate Media and a company called Best Served Coal. Love the name. But the release is terrific. It's exactly what I would want to start off with, whether I'm a journalist, which I'm not, or a blogger with interest, which I am. In that, here we go, we've got a paragraph, we've got then an 8-point core facts that I like. That would actually help me zero in on the things I then want to pick up on. Trying to determine what this is by reading the document, even the executive summary, and then trying to make sense of what everyone's talking about online is impossible, frankly. There's no way you could do this. Some have already come up with summaries. Paid content is an excellent one. But you've got to recognize, in my view at least, that's slightly subjective. And of course, you could argue the social media release is equally so because it comes from the content creator. But that's the point. It's from the content creator. And it is, as they say, core facts. No interpretation on this. This is just the start point. So that's what I would look at. There's a PageFlix page, which is fascinating in itself because it is just a mass of content. Astounding. Google blog search results, Twitter search based on Digital Britain 2 words, Digital Britain 1 word, Digital Britain with the @, Stephen Carter, the author of the report, Stephen Carter, minister on Google Blog Search. So well thought through. You've got plenty of places, but this is just a mass of data. Interpreting it is going to be key, but it just gives you an indicator, I suppose, of the scale of conversation. Anyway, initial thoughts. Well done, the communicators on this, I have to say. It is very, very impressive that they've embraced digital channels the way they have, which is very apt, don't you think?